Hindustani.
And what did you do meantime?
I learnt German at first.
Did he teach you?
He did not understand German.
Did he teach you nothing?
A little Hindustani.
Rivers taught you Hindustani?
Yes, sir.
And his sisters also?
No.
Only you?
Only me.
Did you ask to learn?
No.
He wished to teach you?
Yes. A second pause.
Why did he wish it? Of what use could Hindustani be to you?
He intended me to go with him to India.
Ah, here I reach the root of the matter. He wanted you to marry him.
He asked me to marry him.
That is a fiction. An impudent invention to vex me.
I beg your pardon, it is the literal truth. He asked me more than once, and was as stiff about urging his point as ever you could be.
Miss Eyre, I repeat it, you can leave me. How often am I to say the same thing? Why do you remain pertinaciously perched on my knee when I have given you notice to quit?
Because I'm comfortable there.
No, Jane, you are not comfortable there, because your heart is not with me. It is with this cousin, this St. John. Oh, till this moment I thought my little Jane was all mine. I had a belief she loved me even when she left me. That was an atom of sweet and much bitter. Long as we have been parted, hot tears as I have wept over our separation, I never thought that while I was mourning her, she was loving another. But it is useless grieving, Jane. Leave me. Go and marry Rivers.